You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday, June 26th, 2022. I hope you're doing well. Things are moving along fine, I guess, for me as well, so far. Before we get started, of course, the podcast, the website, all the outreach, bringing hierarchy to the masses is paid for out of my own pocket and, of course, from my Patreons and from people like you. So if you'd like to be a part of helping to finance this operation, I always appreciate the help. You can follow the links on the sticky post in the front of the website for ways to help out. This past couple of days has been, the website has been pretty much rocked by an amazing story that's come up to my attention involving a father, a straight father named James, who has discovered that he has a 16-year-old faggot for a son. Now, he originally wrote to me asking for more details because he had been searching for answers about his son. He had, at the time, his son had been caught sucking the cock of one of the alpha members of his soccer team, and James and his wife were alerted to this by the school administrators, and they also went searching and found a chastity cage with their son's stuff. So James, being the, you know, the responsible father, concerned father that he is, started looking on the internet for information about why his son was doing this, you know, what was causing this, what he should do, and he came across fagsworshipalphas.com. Now, this is the beautiful thing about the website and why you should support it, because it stands as a beacon of truth, hierarchical truth, that is so linked to and widespread by now that lots of people just happen to stumble into it while searching for information about, you know, that they might not have realized they were even looking for until they came across the website. And so that's how Sir James found the site, and he began to look at it and recognized that what I was saying sort of seemed to describe his son. So he reached out to me and asked me for information about whether or not his son was actually a faggot. And he sounded, in that original email, he was distraught and confused, but still yearning to help somehow, if he could. So I confirmed, based on what he told me, that, yeah, your son is probably a faggot. And so I propose that Sir James find a way to bring it up. Now, fortunately, his son shaved his body completely free of hair, okay? Like that day or the next day, I think it was. And so that gave a perfect opportunity to bring it up. So Sir James did do exactly that. He had proposed that he and his son go Friday night to a cabin to do some fishing together, and he was wanting to talk to his son. So this shaving of the body hair gave him the opportunity to kind of ask, you know, what's going on, you know, like, And so they went on a fishing trip together last Friday. This is just a couple of days ago. And during that fishing trip, his son opened up to him and confessed through tears, lots and lots of tears and fear, etc., that, yes, he was servicing not just that alpha on the soccer team, but two of the alphas, alpha brothers, part of his alpha pack on the team. He was servicing all three of them, which also shocked Sir James, of course. The thing that Sir James wanted to really get across to his son is that he was safe, you know, talking to them, you know, him and his mother about what was going on. You know, and I think the ultimate thing was that Sir James got to kind of understand that his son is a faggot, that there's nothing wrong with being a faggot, and that with the proper training and coaching, that he could be a good faggot, and he could be happy, and he could live a fulfilling life. And that's basically really what Sir James really wants for his son. Not that his son conforms to what he wants for his son or expected for his son, but rather what is fulfilling for his son. And that is a really refreshing take. You don't see it nearly enough in especially fathers, heterosexual fathers, where they're accepting of their son being a faggot or being gay, you know. So the fact that Sir James was willing to stretch himself in his understanding so that he could try to help and reach his son really, really touched me a great deal. So the next day, which was Saturday, this happened this morning. So this morning, Sir James got up. They had gotten back from their fishing trip. It wasn't much of a fishing trip, I don't think. More of a talking, getting to know you kind of trip. And they got back. So Sunday morning, they woke up, and Sir James was enjoying his coffee, and he noticed that his son, when he came into the kitchen, was not wearing his chastity cage. And he asked why he was not wearing it. And, you know, the son said, I don't know, I'm not, you know. And he told his son to go get it. And then he did something, Sir James did something really unforgettably shocking, honestly. He had his son stand in front of him, and he pulled his son's pants down, and he got some KY lubricant, and he applied the chastity cage to his son. And I don't know, like, I was really blown away. I'm still blown away by it, because it was deeply powerful for both of them, you know. This is something very foreign to Sir James. Like, he doesn't understand chastity cages. He's learning about it, but he doesn't understand it. And for his son, this is brand new. Like, it turns out that actually the alpha, the lead alpha on the team, got his son the cage. So this was not something that the son got for himself. The alphas on the team wanted the faggot to be caged, which is also very advanced. These are 16-year-old kids. And so it was clear that the alphas, and there are the three of them, the three alphas on the team are all straight alphas. They all three have girlfriends. But they've got this faggot that they are taking ownership of. Okay, so this is not something new, like in terms of, I mean, I deal with this all the time. So this part is not shocking, but it is shocking that these three young alphas thought to get him a chastity cage, get their faggot a chastity cage. So anyway, but they didn't put it on him because I guess because they're 16-year-old boys, they're not going to touch, you know, a faggot's dick, you know. So the duty came down to Sir James, and he caged his own son. And I, the profundity of it all just is kind of overwhelming when you think about it. And, I was really touched by it, you know. So he caged his son, and then he took his son to soccer practice. And he said in his letter to me that it was very quiet on the ride to the soccer practice because of what had happened just prior, the caging, you know. And Sir James sat in the stands and watched his son go out in the field to meet with his team and to start practice. And he watched as his son walked up to his alpha, the main alpha, and showed him the cage. Like, he watched his son pull his pants open, and the alpha looked down and saw that it was the faggot was caged, and then he rubbed the faggot's head affectionately. And I think Sir James felt some amount of pride in seeing that, being able to see his son move forward in his journey, whatever journey that might be, you know, safely and securely. And he got to see the alpha that was taking control of his son right there in front of his eyes, you know. I'm not officially a father, you know, and I never will have my own child that I gave birth to or produced or anything like that. So I can't really understand what Sir James is going through per se. I do sort of have an analogous situation with baby boy, okay? So when I went out to Malaysia to meet him for the first time and spend a week with him, it was the first time I'd ever been in his presence, right? It was after he'd gotten him out of Syria. And during our conversations prior to that, baby boy had told me that he had this interest in wearing diapers, you know, which is, isn't that unusual for kids who have been abused, okay? So, So I got baby boy some diapers, and I brought them to Malaysia with me, okay, along with my other stuff that I brought for him. And one night, I gave baby boy those diapers, and he was, it was the first time that he was ever free to be able to try it, you know. And so baby boy put a pair of diapers on for me, and he showed me. He was naked except for his diapers that he put on. And I remember looking at him, and I don't understand the diaper fetish at all. I don't understand it. I kind of understand it psychologically, but like I don't connect with it, you know. But seeing him there just overjoyed and feeling sort of complete for really the first time, I was overwhelmed. I really thought he was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in that moment. And it still is one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen. And I kind of imagine that that's what Sir James was going through when he caged his baby boy, his 16-year-old boy, his 16-year-old faggot son, and seeing how happy he was in that moment, and seeing him present that to his alpha. I imagine that that's something like what Sir James was going through. In fact, Sir James said in his letter that he thought his son was beautiful in that chastity cage. So I guess I just want to say that, straight males have a great amount of depth to them in a lot of cases, and sometimes we sell them short as not being able to understand. A lot of us have bad experiences with our straight fathers. But this faggot, I still don't know his name, but this little faggot has a wonderful father who is really, really taking an interest in him. And he's really trying hard to understand his son. And he's doing the research, and he's thinking about it, and he's trying to figure out ways that he can make his son feel better and have direction and purpose. Right before I recorded this podcast, though, they'd gotten into a fight. Sir James and his son got into a little bit of a fight over the cage because the son wanted to come out of the cage. And Sir James told him, "No, you're not coming out of the cage. You're going to stay in the cage because you don't want to disrespect your alpha." And I don't know, like, I was blown away by that. That right there is a straight male overriding not only his own kind of, unappreciation, let's say, of chastity, because he doesn't understand it, but also his desire as a father to cater to his son, and instead impose this strict discipline on his son and say, "No, you're not coming out of chastity because it's the wrong thing for you as a faggot." That is really profound. And I hope that there are straight fathers out there who are listening to this, or there are masters out there who are listening to this, or alphas who are listening to this, and understanding that owning and training a faggot properly is a tremendous commission. Faggots are more than simply just things you use. They are things that you own, cherish, cultivate, train and teach, upbuild, things like that. You as an alpha have that responsibility. You have that ability to do that. And if this straight father, who knew nothing about any of this 2 weeks ago, can do this, then so can you. So I hope that the men listening to this particular episode take this to heart. because you're really, really missing out on the most beautiful thing. One of the most beautiful things you could ever see. Just like my baby boy in his diapers, you know. It's beautiful when you see... when you see confused, scared people like faggots find purpose and find fulfillment. And you have a hand in that. So, anyway, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I do encourage that you read the thread on the website. It's very, very... It's an ongoing story. It's daily right now. So try to catch up. All right. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you later. Okay. Love ya.
Bye.